Okay, we're beginning here from the Mishnah in the middle of Ayin Aleph, Omid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Balabait, Sheshutaf Lishchenav, Lezebeyain, Ulezebeyain. He was a partner with his neighbors, this one with wine and this one with wine. They had a partnership that had nothing to do with Shitif Mevaot. Now, in this Mishnah, as well as the subsequent Gemara, we have to assume that we're talking about Shitif Mevaot, because we're going to see in tomorrow's Daf that a Ruv could only be made with Lechem, with bread. Whereas a shituf mevaot can be made even with yain, even with wine. So when we're talking about yain over here, we're talking about a shituf mevaot. So here they are partners in the wine, and they also have chatzerot that open up into a single mavui. And so they want to use the already existing partnership in the wine as their shituf mevaot as well. So the Mishnah says that if he has a partnership with A in yain and with B in yain, they do need a separate eruv or shituf mivaot over here, because they are considered to be one. Lezeb yain, lezeb shemen. If one of them, he is a partner with wine, and the other one is a partner in oil, then they do need a separate eruv or shituf mivaot over here. Rabbi Shimon Amar, chadzeh v'chadzeh inan tzrichim le'arev. Doesn't matter whether it's oil and wine, or wine and wine, it's fine. It all works in order to create a shituf mivaot. Gemara will explain in more detail the Mishnah, and that is Amarav Ubikli Echad. This statement of the Tanakhama with the Rabbanon is only when it's in a single kli, in one utensil. So Amarava Dekanami Dekani. It makes sense, because that's exactly what the Mishnah distinguishes. Lezeba Yain Ulezeba Shemin Tzrichim La'arev. That it comes to wine and oil, they have to be Me'arev. They have to have a separate Shituf Mavot. This doesn't work. Yamart Bishlama Reisha Kli Echad B'Seifa B'Shnei Kelim. If you say the Reisha is talking about one kli, and the Sefer Samek Tu Kleilim Shapir, I understand the distinction being drawn here. In the Reisha, he's a partner in wine with these two individuals, but both of them have their wine inside of a single utensil now. And by having it in a single utensil, that's what creates the Shituf Mevaot. On the other hand, the Sefer of the Mishnah says that it's Shemin and Yain that aren't mixed, and since they aren't mixed, they're in two Kleilim, and that's why it doesn't work over here. The same would be true, as Tosafot points out, if it was Yain and Yain. If you had yain and kli echad, it works. Yain and shnei kelim does not work. Now Rashi mentions that we saw earlier a machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai with regards to whether you can have your eruv in multiple kelim. And Rashi says, so why over here all of a sudden do we require that being kli echad? So Rashi distinguishes in the cases and says, the case by eruv and otum b'shnei kelim kasher hatam dehumi paro l'shem eruv gavo. There they took it or they gathered the materials together for the purpose of an eruv. So if it overflows the one and goes into the second, then that's fine. But over here, where the original mixing of the wine or joint ownership does not come from an eruv, but rather from a business partnership, there you need to have it in one keli. It's not okay to have it in two kelim. So Rashi and Tosafot seconds this distinction, says that when you're talking about something that was taken specifically for an eruv or for a shituv, over there you can roll over onto a second keli. But where the object was originally just a business partnership and now you want to use it or double it as a shituf mevaot, over there it must be in a single kli. Here mark bishlama reisha b'kli echad v'seifa b'shnei kelim is shapir. If that's the understanding of this mission, then I understand the difference in the position of the chachamim. In the reisha where it's kli echad, they say that we are successful in creating a shituf mevaot over here. In the seifa where it's shnei kelim, there we are unsuccessful at creating a shituf mevaot. The siman, the sign to tell me whether it's kli echad or shnei kelim, the difference between it's yain and yain versus yain and shemen. Yain and shemen go into a kli echad, therefore that's the din in the reisha. Yain v'shemen don't go to a kli echad, so that's something about shnei kelim. It would be true, or just as true, with yain and shnei kelim. Just yain v'shemen are a siman for telling us that it's shnei kelim. Ela iamar to reisha v'shnei kelim, v'seifa v'shnei kelim. If you tell me that the ratio of the Mishnah is with two kelim, and the safe is also v'shnei kelim, mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shemen. Why does it make a difference that you have two kelim, one of yayin and one of yayin, and two kelim, one of yayin and one of shemen? They're not being put together. So I'm like, Abaye says, the Rabba, yayin v'yayin ra'u le'arev, v'yayin v'shemen in ra'u le'arev. Maybe it's not so true what you're saying, that that's the, or that's so obvious from the Mishnah. Because it could be the difference is, even though they're in shnei kelim, the fact that yayin and two kelim could be mixed together because it's yayin and yayin, but that by itself is sufficient. You don't actually have to mix them, but you have to have the possibility of mixing them. Versus yayin v'shemen, where even if you wanted to mix them, you couldn't mix them. And that's why they remain separate. So it's not obvious that the Reisha is Keli Echad and the Seifa is Shnei Kelim. It might actually be that they're both Shnei Kelim. One is Shnei Kelim that could possibly be mixed, so it's like one Keli. And the other one is Shnei Kelim, which can't be mixed, and therefore it's like Shnei Kelim. And that'll be the difference from them. So I don't think that the Mishnah is necessarily Meduyak, that it has to be talking about that case. Not necessarily that Abaye disagrees with Rav's position, that's Keli Echad in the Mishnah. He's just saying that Rav's Diuk from the Mishnah to support Rav isn't necessarily Mukhrach. Now the Gemara moves on to Rabbi Shimon. Shinomer, Echadzeb, Echadzeb, Inzerichim the Arev. The Gemara says, Vafilu Zebe Yain, Zebe Shemen. Even if this one has Yain, this one has Shemen, why does this work? So Amar Rabbo, Hacha B'mayaskinan. What's the case here? It doesn't make so much sense that if he has a partnership with this guy with wine and a partnership with this guy with Shemen, that should take care of everything. The two parties don't have anything to do with each other. He has a partnership with the wine with A, partnership in Shem with B. A and B have nothing to do with each other. Rabba says, talking about a courtyard between two mevolt. Again, we're talking about mevolt because we're talking about wine and shemen, where it's permissible to use that. When it comes to an eruv chatzerot, you would have to use bread, and that's why we're focused on this. Rabbi Shimon the Tameh, and this is Rabbi Shimon the Shitata that we saw earlier in the Masechta Detnan. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lamat Hadavar Dumeh. When is this similar to? The Shlosh Chatzerot Abduchot Zu Lezu. You have three adjacent Chatzerot. Each one opens up into the other. Ubduchot Rishut Rabim. And they're all opened into the Rishut Rabim. So you have a middle Chatzer that opens to the right Chatzer and the left Chatzer. And all three of these Chatzerot also have an opening into the Rishut Rabim. Irvu Shtayim Achitzonot Emem Tzait. If the two outer ones, the right Chatzer and the left Chatzer, each one independently has an Eruv with the middle Chatzer, he mutarat Emehem, behein mutarat Ema. They can carry things from their Chatzer, the right Chatzer, into the middle Chatzer, and the middle Chatzer can carry into the right Chatzer, and similarly, the left Chatzer can carry into the middle Chatzer, and the middle Chatzer into the left Chatzer. What cannot be done, Ushtayim Achitzonot, Asurot, Zu, Imzu. But the two outer Chatzerot are Asurot, you can't carry from the left Chatzer all the way to the right or the right to the left because they don't have any connection between them. And so similarly over here, you have a Chatzer that's between two Mivot. They have a connection to one Mavoy through their partnership or business partnership in wine. They have a connection to the other Mavoy on the other side through their business partnership in oil. And that means that as far as the Mavoy is concerned, each Mavoy independently can enter into the Chatzer or from the Chatzer into the Mavoy. What can happen is you cannot have a Mavoy or someone in the outer Mavoy move to the other Mavoy. You can't have those Kalim move back and forth because they have no connection to each other. The two outer sides are not connected. Amalei Abaye, Midomi. How can you compare the cases? Hotam Tani Shtayim Achitzonot Asurot. And that Mishnah is explicit that the two outer Chatzerot cannot interact with each other. Hochok Tani Ein Tzrichim La'arev. Klal. In our Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have to do an Eruv at all. Sounds like none of the parties here have to do an Eruv. So Gemara says, no, my Ein Tzrichim La'arev. Shechenim Hadei Balabait. The two outer parties don't have to make an Eruv or connection with the middle Chatzer. The two outer mivot, there, they do need to make or connect between them if they want to move between the two mivot. Now, further abonon, had it been that they used yayin to connect between the mavoy and the chatzer, and mavoy number two in the chatzer had used yayin, in that case, it would have worked according to the Rabbanan, as long as they kli echad, as long as it's in one keli, then it's as if the two mivot were also in a single shituf, and you can move back and forth. If it's in shnei kelim, then it's the equivalent of yayin and shemen, and it wouldn't work, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who says, it's fine, the middle chatzer can interact with the right mavoy, and the left mavoy, just the outer mavot, cannot interact with each other, similar to his din by Chatzerot. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef, as opposed to Rabba, says the machloket here between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim is not about this issue of the two outer Chatzerot and the middle Chatzer, but rather, Pelukta Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri Rabbanan Kamiflege. They're arguing a similar machloket to the machloket Tanaim by Truma. Titnan, Shemen Shetzaf Agabe Yain. You have oil that's floating on top of wine. If you have wine and oil that are mixed together, they automatically separate. The oil floats to the top. V'naga t'vul yom b'shemen. And the t'vul yom touches the oil. The oil is truma. T'vul yom can make truma pasula. It makes it t'me'ah because it can reach a shlishi the tuma. And a t'vul yom is a sheni the tuma. But it cannot convey it beyond that because that's the last level of truma. So if the oil and a wine are considered to be two separate entities, if the oil becomes t'me'ah and it's a shlishi the tuma, it will not affect the yayin below it. If they consider it to be a single entity, then the t'vul yom touching the oil is as if he touched the oil and the yayin, and that's their machloket. So in this case, shetzaf al gabei yamin agal t'vul yom b'shemen lo pasal al shemen bilvad. The chachamim believe you only posel b'shemen, the yayin remains tahor or torah because there was no contact that could bring to tumah. The tevul yom is a sheni, touched the oil, which is a shlishi. There is no revi'i the tumah by trumah, and therefore it doesn't convey the tumah. There considered to be one entity. And therefore, when the tevul yom touches the oil, it's as if he touched the wine as well. And that'll be the same machloket here. Rabbanan ki Rabbanan. The Rabbanan of our Mishnah are similar to the Rabbanan there in Trumah, and they say that the oil and wine are considered to be separate entities. And therefore, they don't become a single shituf between them. Rabbi Shimon Garbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that even wine and oil are considered to be a single entity, and therefore, they are considered to be a single shituf, even though one of them is a partnership in oil, and one of them is a partnership in yayin. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar ben Tadai Omer, Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh, Tzrichim Le'arev. Lazar ben Tadai says, each one of them has to make an Eruv. The Gemara poses a question. Rabbi Lazar ben Tadai's position is, even when they both have partnerships with wine, you have this middle individual has a partnership with one party with wine, and another party with wine, they still have to make a separate Eruv. It doesn't work. If each one of them comes with their pitcher with a wine and they pour it into a common barrel or storage container, then kuliyama lo pligi dave eruv. Everybody agrees that's a fine eruv and all the parties are joined together. Ki pligi, when do they argue? They bought the barrel of wine in a partnership. So then the problem is, there is no brei ra. Now this is not like classic brei ra where we have machlokot and brei ra, whether retroactively we can determine whose ownership is what. That's not the classic case of Brei Ra here, but rather what Rashi explains. Since when they purchased the wine, we don't know which part of the wine belongs to whom. That doesn't mean there's no Brei Ra. After the fact, maybe we can figure it out. But right now, we don't know who the wine belongs to. Therefore, their partnership is basically in money. It's a monetary partnership, and the wine is just a vehicle now for that monetary partnership. But we know you cannot make an Eruv or Shittu Mevot with money. You need to use wine. But because the wine is not defined separately for each party here, therefore, you can't use it as a shituf mevot. Rabbanan savra yesh breira. We can say that each one owns a portion of the wine. We may not know what it is, but they all own a portion of the wine, and therefore it's considered to be good for shituf mevot, even though it's not distinct, each one of their partnerships or the wine that they contributed over here. So that's how Rabbo explains Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai versus the Chachamim over here. Rabbo before explained the machlok between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, having to do with whether it's two mivot on the outside and a chatzer in the middle. Rabbi Shimon permits such a connection, whereas the Chachamim only permits such a connection when they have joined together in a single barrel. Over here we have Elazar ben Tadai saying even a single barrel is not enough unless they all contributed their wine physically to that barrel. But if they purchase the wine together, that won't work. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is even more machmir than the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef, who before explained that the machloket here is whether we view wine and oil as a singular entity or two entities, he'll explain Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, V'rabbanan b'somchim ha-shituf v'makum eruv kamiflege. They're arguing about a separate issue, which is that when you have a shituf miba'ot, is that enough, or do you still need then an eruv chatzerot? Not getting into too many of the details, we'll do that in tomorrow's daf. But basically, if you have a mavoy that a number of chatzerot open into, but the chatzerot are also adjacent, so they have doors between them. So the chatzerot can be ma'arev between them, or they also can connect between them through the mivot, through the shituf mivot. If you have the shituf mivot, do you also require an eruv between them in order to allow them to carry between the doorways between them, or the other way around as well? If you have an eruv and the doorways between them, do you still need a shituf mivot? And that's the machloket here, that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai argue about this. The Mar Savar ain't somchim. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai says, you need both of them. Umar Savar somchim. And the Chachamim say you only need one or the other, either the Shituf Mevot or the Eruv Chatzerot. But Amar Rav Yosef Mena Amin Allah, how can I prove to you that that's the case? Damar Rav Yudah Marav Alocha Ki Rabbi Meir. We have Rav Yudah Marav saying the Alocha is like Rabbi Meir, a machloka between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, which we'll do on tomorrow's daf, about exactly this point, of whether when you have a Shituf and an Eruv Chatzerot, do you need both, or can you be Someich on one? And Rav says the Alocha is like Rabbi Meir, that you need both. Amar Rav Bruna Amar Rav Alocha Ki Rabbi Elazar Ben Tadai. And Rav also says the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. My taima. Why does Rav say the halacha is like Rabbi Meir and say the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai? La mishum techad taimu. It must be because it's the same reason. The machloket is the same machloket, and that's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai and the Chachamim here are arguing the same machloket as Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim there. And therefore, Rav paskins halacha like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai because they both have the same position, which is you need both the shituf mivot and an Erev Chatzerot. Amalei Abaye, Rabbi Yosef student Abaye says, I don't think that's necessarily Meduyak. V'ichataima tarte hilchotol amalei. If you're right that they both have the same reasoning, then why do you need two times to say the halacha is like Rabbi Meir and the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai? Just say the halacha is like one of them and we would automatically know the other. So for instance, say halacha is like Rabbi Meir and that would have been sufficient. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, we don't know exactly what he argues about. So at least just say halacha is Rabbi Meir and we would have been done. Hakamashmalon, Dulavdina and Katrei Chumrei Be'eruvin comes to teach us that if one Tana has two Chumrot, we don't pass an halacha like those two Chumrot. We're only willing to pass like a halacha, like one Tana who has one Chumrah, if we're going to be the Machmir at all. In general, we pass in an Eruvim Lekula. But if we're going to be Machmir, it'll be for a single Chumrah, not multiple Chumrot over here. So if we had passed in the halacha like Rabbi Meir turns out had to have two Chumrot over here. And that's coming up in tomorrow's Gemara, we'll see this. His first Chumrah is that you need both Shituf Melot and Eruv Chatzerot. One does not get rid of the other, and you need both of them. That's one Chumrah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai himself agrees with that Chumrah. In addition to that, there's an additional Chumrah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is clearly talking about Yain here. And here he says that it doesn't work. By Pat, maybe he would agree that it does work. So Rav wanted to pass an halacha like these two Chumrot. Number one is that when you have Shituf and Erev Chatzerot, they don't obviate the need for the other. And you need both of them. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai say that. But in addition to that, he wants to paskin. Not only is that true by Yain, but even by Pat. Even if he used Pat for the Shituv Mevot, then we still say it does not help you out with the Erev Chatzerot or the other way around. And that's why you want to get those two Chumrot. So he paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, that Shituv Mevot and Erev Chatzerot need to both be there. And he paskin like Rabbi Meir and says, even if it's done with Pat, you still need those two. And that's why he said Shtei Halachot over here. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says, I think that these Halachot are congruous. And that's why Rav passed an halacha like both of them. And that's the reasoning behind the machloket here between Rav Elazar ben Tadai and the Chachamim. So again, Rav paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai in order to establish the fact that when it comes to an Eruv and a Shituf Mevot, we don't look at them as being mutually exclusive or unnecessary. You need both. Even when you have a Shituf Mevot, you need a Eruv Chatzerot. You have an Eruv Chatzerot, you need a Shituf Mevot. In addition to that, he wanted to add the additional Chumrah, which is, that is not only true when you make the Shituf Mevot out of Yayin. Because there you would have a reason, and we'll see that in tomorrow's daf, to believe that maybe it shouldn't work. Because Yayin works for Shituf Mevot, but does not work for Eruv Chatzerot. But what Rav wants to say is that it's even applicable by Lechem. Even if you have it by Lechem, the same din applies. So he paskin also like Rabbi Meir to tell you not only is the din true that we don't rely on an Eruv for our Shituf Mevot or Shituf Mevot for an Eruv, but that's true not only by Yayin, but it's also true by Lechem. And that's the double Chumrah. But since he can't derive the double Chumrah from Rabbi Meir himself, what he does is he builds up the halacha. He takes Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai to give him the base halacha, and then he paskins like Rabbi Meir to give him the additional Chumrah that halacha applies not only to Yayin, but also to Lechem. What we'll do tomorrow is the next question of the Gemara, which is, my Rabbi Meir, umay Rabbonon. What is the machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbonon? We'll discuss the Erev Chatzerot and Mavui, is the machlok of Rashi and Tosafot, exactly how to explain this, but we'll do that in tomorrow's daf.